From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Amanda. I'm going to accompany you for the next 60 minutes in our English terrestrial program. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, news across the country, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. You can join our broadcast at frequency 3325 kHz and also via our website www.voanews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo compares Indonesians' readiness to face global competition. President Joko Widodo compares the macroeconomic assumptions in 2020. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo delivered a state address in connection with the 74th Independence Day at the Indonesian Parliament Building in Jakarta on Friday. In his speech, President Joko Widodo compared Indonesian readiness at the age of the 74 to face the era of global openness. However, according to him, the readiness is accompanied with vigilance both against foreign ideologies that threaten the state ideology as well as against foreign cultures that are not in line with the local wisdom. In addition, President Joko Widodo also stated that Indonesia is ready to face global competition with creativity, innovation, and speed of the Indonesian nation.
Indonesia tidak takut terhadap persaingan, tidak takut terhadap persaingan. Kita hadapi persaingan dengan kreativitas, inovasi, dan kecepatan yang kita miliki.
Indonesia is not afraid of competition. We face competition with the creativity, innovation, and the pace we have. Because there is no other choice, we must change. The old ways that we are not competitive cannot be continued. New strategy must be created. New ways must be done. We don't just say that we are better than before, but we must be better than the others. Once again, it is not enough to be better than before, but we must be better than the others. Furthermore, in his second speech before the House of Representatives DPR, People Consular Assembly, MPR Regional Representative Council DPD session, President Joko Widodo, who is wearing Sasa traditional outfit from West Nusa Tenggara province, conveyed the importance of encouraging investment into Indonesia. In the midst of global competition, where the whole world is fighting over market and investment influence, President Joko Widodo also underlined the importance of investment to create jobs that will benefit the nation.
Dalam kompetisi global yang ketat, berebut pengaruh, berebut pasar, berebut investasi.
In a tight global competition, fighting over the influence of the market, scrambling for investment, we have to be faster and better than other countries. We must be faster and better than neighboring countries. Investment must open new jobs and must benefit our nation. To be able to reach all of that, President Joko Widodo encouraged all parties to move quickly, not just stepping out but jumping, but seizing all the available opportunities. Towards the fiscal year 2020, the government of Indonesia set macroeconomic assumptions delivered by President Joko Widodo when delivering the government statement on the draft law on state budget for the 2020 budget, along with his presidential note in the Parliament Building in Jakarta on Friday. In his presentation, President Joko Widodo said that the macro assumptions for 2020 are prepared with the assumption of economic growth of 5.3%. Consumption and investment are the main drivers of economy. In addition, according to him, inflation will be kept low at the level of 3.1% to support people's purchasing power. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo said that the macroeconomy assumptions for 2020 are also formulated to deal with external conditions that are still overshadowed by uncertainty. However, the government is optimistic that investment flows will continue to flow into the country because of positive perception of Indonesia.
Di tengah kondisi eksternal yang masih dibayangi oleh ketidakpastian.
In the mix of external conditions that are still overshadowed by uncertainty, the rupiah exchange rate is estimated to be in the range of 14,400 rupiah per US dollar. The government believes that investment continues to flow into the country due to positive perception of Indonesia and improvement in the investment climate. Thus, the three-month treasury bills interest rate is estimated at 5.4%. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo also said that the government set up macroeconomic assumption in 2020 by continuing to monitor global dynamics, especially related to the world oil price movements. By optimizing the use of natural resources, including oil and natural gas, President Joko Widodo also pointed out that the government prepares a macroeconomic assumption in 2020 with the target of lifting oil and gas in assumed to be 734,000 barrels and 1.19 million barrels, respectively, oil equivalent per day. The president also explained that the whole outlooks of the estimated macro indicators become the basis for the preparation of 2020 draft on state budget. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The governor of Indonesia plans the amount of state expenditure in the state budget draft in 2020 to reach 2,528.8 trillion rupiah, around 40% of the gross domestic product GDP. When delivering the government's statement on the draft law on the state budget for the 2020 budget along with his financial note in Jakarta on Friday, President Joko Widodo said that the state expenditure would be used to improve the quality of human resources and continue the social protection program to answer the demographic challenge. In addition, President Joko Widodo further stated that the expenditure is also aimed at increasing investment export through increasing competitiveness, productivity, accelerating infrastructure to improve connectivity and support economic transformation, and strengthening the quality of fiscal decentralization. On that basis, he perceived that the government will allocate a budget worth 505.8 trillion rupiah for the education budget. With the increased budget, President Joko Widodo hopes that the government can continue to build the basic abilities of Indonesian children to be a strong basis at higher education levels. With the increased education budget, it is hoped that there will be no more Indonesian children left behind. The best abilities of Indonesian children must continue to be built, starting from early childhood education and basic education, especially to improve literacy, mathematics, and science skills. So this becomes a foundation for increasing children's knowledge and skills at the higher level of education. Meanwhile, for secondary and tertiary levels of education, President Joko Widodo views that the government designs education and training in accordance with the industry needs. The government also creates great prospective thinkers, inventors, and entrepreneurs going forward. In addition, it said the policies to improve the quality of Indonesian people would also be emphasized on improving teachers' quality. After fulfilling the 12-year compulsory education, President Joko Widodo realizes that the government will also provide wider access to underprivileged children and training for young people. This support is carried out through the Indonesian Smart Card Program and the Pre-Word Card Program. The government of Indonesia, through the Minister of Environment and Forestry, cracked down the burners of land and forest fire in Indonesia. This was stated by Director General of Law Enforcement at the Environment and Forestry Ministry, Rasio Ridosani, in a press conference at the Manggala Wanabakti Building in Jakarta on Friday. He said that his side collaborates with relevant government agencies to impose criminal sanctions, civil and administrative sanctions for companies that don't obey the regulation on forest land use in Indonesia.
Hasil pengawasan ini kita bisa lihat bagaimana tingkat ketidakpatuhan perusahaan-perusahaan tersebut.
We can see how these companies are not compliant. If the company is not compliant, we will impose sanctions and we will talk to the region mayor and governor to revoke environmental permits from companies that indicate to be compliant if the land fires occur in their location. Besides, we are also preparing civil lawsuits for these companies, so we are all out. We use a variety of instruments as our authority. We also cooperate with the police because the police also have other broader authority than us. Rasha Urvido added that currently there are 18 locations of forest and land fires. The locations belong to the companies that have been given a warning letter. 19 locations of forest and land fire had been sealed. 40 locations are under investigation and one location is banned. The last item, to strengthen health services in 2020, the government has allocated 132.2 trillion rupiah for the health budget. The amount has almost doubled compared to the realization of the 2015 health budget worth 69.3 trillion rupiah. This was affirmed by President Joko Widodo at the Parliament Building in Jakarta on Friday. He assessed that in 2020, the government continues to prioritize programs in the health sector by strengthening health services and access to first-level health facilities, including the availability of qualified health workers. In addition, the government will also strengthen preventive programs and expand the scope of activities to reduce stunting. Strengthening promotive and preventive programs is also carried out through the fulfillment of nutrition and immunization for children under 5, as well as public education about the importance of healthy lifestyle to reduce the number of non-communicable diseases. The convergence of programs and activities to accelerate stunting reduction in 2020 is also expanded to include 260 regencies or cities, supporting programs for the health and safety of pregnant and childbirth women are also prioritized. BPJS Health and National Health Insurance are also totally improved. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo said that in 2020, the government will also continue to provide protection, especially 40% of the lowest level people from the womb to the elderly. For social protection to be effective and efficient, the government continues to improve its targets, to increase synergy inter programs, and to carry out evaluation for evidence-based policies. Aside from assistance aimed at the disadvantaged families, according to President Joko Widodo, the government is also present to continue programs that support ultra-micro businesses and micro-small and medium businesses. This approach is designed to ensure the smallest social and economic units in the community, both families and micro, small, and medium businesses that need help and can be touched directly with the government programs. That's news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Thank you. The first news come from Mataram, West Nusa Tenggara, about succeeding in zero waste program, Governor launches Lisan School. West Nusa Tenggara Governor Dr. Haji Zulkifli Mansyah, together with the Mayor of Mataram, Haji Ahyar Afdu, conducted a cleanup activity and the launching of the zero waste school program or Lisan School, located in Dasan Agung Village, Selaparang District, Friday, August 16th. The governor said the most important thing in making the West Nusa Tenggara Zero Waste Program a success is to change the mindset of the people. He believes if the mindset of the people can be changed, then West Nusa Tenggara Zero Waste Program in 2023 can be realized. Zulkifli Mansyah also explained the importance of garbage banks to be provided throughout the regions in West Nusa Tenggara. The garbage banks will later be expected to provide welfare for the people of West Nusa Tenggara. In addition to the garbage bank, the governor also mentioned the river. He hopes the existing rivers can become a place that has economic value for the surrounding community. Therefore, he plans to send 30 river-related activists to Singapore for a few days there. It is hoped that the activists will be able to learn to organize and manage the river in Mataram. The second information is from Sumeneb, East Java. Minister of Health and Minister of Transportation inaugurate floating hospital in Sumeneb. The Minister of Transportation, Budi Karya Sumadi, and the Minister of Health, Nila Muluk, operate a floating hospital ship in Sumeneb Regency, East Java on Thursday, August 15th. The operation of this ship is marked by the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding or MOU between three agencies, namely the Ministry of Transportation, the Ministry of Health, and the Government of East Java Province. The vessels used as floating hospitals in Sumeneb are KM Ganda Nusantara 1 and KM Ganda Nusantara 2. These ships are a grant from the Ministry of Transportation to the Ministry of Health and the Government of East Java Province. The Minister of Health explained that the health services to be carried out would be promotive, preventive, and curative, as well as rehabilitative. The Governor of East Java, Hovifah Indar Parawansa, expressed the gratitude to the Minister of Transportation and the Minister of Health for providing floating hospital ships to be operated in Sumeneb to serve the public health on the islands in the region. The last information is from Ambon, Maluku. Ambon City receives various achievements on the 74th anniversary of the Republic of Indonesia. Ambon Mayor Richard Lohenapesi on Saturday, August 17, 2019, led a ceremony to commemorate the 74th anniversary of the Republic of Indonesia in the court of Ambon City Hall, which was accompanied by Deputy Mayor of Ambon, Sharif Hadler, and Ambon City Secretary, A.G. Latu Heru, which was attended by the leaders of the Regional Work Unit, or SKPD, and the State Civil Apparatus, ASN, scope of the Ambon City Government. In his remarks, the Mayor of Ambon said at the age of the 74th year, the city of Ambon received various achievements, such as being included in the top 45 of 2019 Public Service Innovation or IPP by the Ministry of State Apparatus Empowerment and Bureaucratic Reform, PANRB, getting a fair no exceptions or WTP predicate, and many more. The mayor of Ambon also invites ASN and the people in the city, nicknamed Manisi, to see how much is given by the state to the people of Indonesia, so that with the capacity and capabilities they have, the people do the best for the nation and the state. Listener, that was news from Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to the regular Today in History of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. We start from an event on August 17, 1938, Wage Rudolf Supratman passes away. Wage Rudolf Supratman was designed as a national hero of Indonesia for his services to the nation. His songs, Indonesia Raya, became the national anthem of Indonesia. On the closing ceremony of the Youth Congress, the Congress which gave birth to the Youth Pledge, which was held in Jakarta in October 1928, Wage Rudolf Supratman played his songs by instrumental music. It is for the first time the song Indonesia Raya was sung before public. He died on August 17, 1938, due to illness. On August 17, 1945, an event of the Proclamation of Indonesian Independence. The Proclamation of Indonesian Independence was read at 10 a.m. on Friday, 17 of August 1945. The declaration marked the start of the diplomatic and armed resistance of the Indonesian National Revolution, fighting against the forces of the Netherlands and pro-Dutch civilians until the latter officially acknowledged Indonesia's independence in 1949. In 2005, the Netherlands declared that they had decided to accept de facto August 17, 1945 as Indonesia's independent state. In a 2013 interview, the Indonesian historian Sukoco, amongst others, asked the Dutch government to formally acknowledge the date of independence as August 17, 1945. The United Nations, who mediated in the conflict, formally acknowledged the date of independence as 27 December 1949. The document was signed by Sukarno and Muhammad Hatta, who were appointed president and vice president respectively the following day. We conclude the segment of Today in History with an event on August 17, 1978, the success of crossing the Atlantic Ocean to the air balloon. A helium gas balloon, namely Double Eagle 2, succeeded to cross the Atlantic Ocean. The Double Eagle 2 balloon landed successfully at Bali Field near Europe, Hoyt, Normandy, France. The balloon took 3 days with a team consisted of 3 persons in it. Previously, there were 12 time balloon flights to cross the transatlantic, but all have failed and killed 5 people. Listener, that was today's segment of Today in History.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia, tanah air beta.
the first song titled Indonesia Pusaka sung by Rosa. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is titled Government is Preparing Excellent Human Resources. The Indonesian government has prepared a budget of more than 1 trillion rupiahs for the four main projects to produce superior human resources in the 2020 to 2024 National Medium-Term Development Plan. Minister of National Development Planning, Head of the National Planning Agency Bambang Brojonegoro, in a written statement received in Jakarta on Thursday, said that producing superior human resources must be done with a breakthrough and innovation. For that, the government has prepared four programs to achieve these targets in the 2020 until 2024 National Medium-Term Development Plan. The first major project is accelerating the reduction in the number of maternal deaths and stunting. Second, developing vocational education and training for Industry 4.0. Third, developing Science Technopark by optimizing triple helix in four major universities. Four, developing digitization and integration of social assistance. Bambang Brojonegoro added, the government had projected large funds for these four main projects, with the largest amount for digitalization and integration of social assistance. The ministries and institutions that are the organizers for the first major projects are the Minister of Health, the National Family Planning Coordination Agency, the Ministry of Education and Culture, the Ministry of Women and Child Empowerment, the Ministry of Social Affairs, the Ministry of Religion, and the Ministry of Agriculture, while the second major project will be implemented by the Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, the Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Culture, the Ministry of Education and Culture, the Ministry of Technology and Higher Education, the Ministry of Manpower, the Ministry of Industry and Ministry of Agriculture, the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, and 11 ministries and other institutions. Meanwhile, the third major project will be carried out by the Ministry of Research and Technology and many others. According to Bambang Brojonegoro, Industry 4.0 era cannot be achieved in the usual way. There must be a breakthrough way in learning and innovative thinking. Well, that was My Indonesia Today on Government is Preparing Excellent Human Resources.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Cinta itu disana. tahu kau masih sayang dan menyesali segalanya. Oh sayang, maaf ku tak bisa. Oh, 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 ku tak ingin dengar ratapanmu dan ku takkan lagi menyentuhmu. Pergi dan jangan kembali. Oh, oh, ku ingin sendiri. Perjalanan panjang cinta kita sekejap kau hancurkan selamanya. Inikah takdir
was a song titled Mencintai Untuk Disakiti by Ari. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. And for the next segment, we will introduce you to the culture, beauty, and also tourism information about Indonesia in our program Indonesian Wonder. For today's edition, we will present you information about Panjat Pinang competition, which is held to commemorate the Independence Day of Indonesia. Stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today we will introduce you about Panjat Pinang, which is a competition held to commemorate Indonesian Independence Day. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia. Listener, today Indonesian people celebrate the 74th anniversary of Indonesian independence. After holding flag ceremony to commemorate the Independence Day, people usually hold a number of competitions in their neighborhood to enliven the festivity of the Independence Day. One of the most iconic competitions held to celebrate the Indonesian Independence Day is Panjat Pinang, or also known as the Greasy Pole Competition. For Indonesian people, celebrating the Independence Day will not be complete without the Greasy Pole Competition. In the Greasy Pole Competition, participants have to climb a lubricated areca palm tree or pinang or pole. They have to climb to the top of the pole to get various prizes, such as fan, radio, bicycle, and many others. However, getting the prizes is not easy, since climbers have to struggle with the slippery pole. The creativity and the cooperation of the climbers in achieving the prizes make the Greasy Pole Competition a special attraction for its spectators. The tradition of Panjat Pinang has existed since the era of Dutch occupation in Indonesia. In the past, the competition was held by Dutch people to celebrate occasions such as wedding, promotion, and birthday. The rule of the game is still the same. Participants of the Gracie pole competition are divided into groups. Each group consists of 4 to 5 people. Each group has their own turn to climb the pole. Those who are able to get the prizes on the top of the pole will be the winners. The Gracie pole competition has the philosophy of cooperation and persistence. The game teaches us to be persistent and hardworking in achieving our goals. So listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Puri Sapriadela. Happy Independence Day for Indonesia.
song titled Masih Cinta or Still Love You by Kotak. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we will present you our segment Miscellany, where we will give you unique information. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, August 17 is indeed a historic day for the people of Indonesia, because on this date, Indonesia independence was proclaimed in the name of the Indonesian people. Many ways are done by the community in commemorating this historic day, starting from holding a race that is full of meaning to various festivals and entertainment events, which certainly enliven the celebration of the 74th anniversary of the Republic of Indonesia. In enlivening the celebration of the Republic of Indonesia anniversary, the Puppet Museum presents a public puppet performance in the form of shadow puppets, with the Kresno Sayemboro play presented by puppeteer Ki Pandu Gandang S. Whereas the Fine Arts and Ceramics Museum will holding a leading exhibition with the theme Aesthetic Diplomatic Physical Revolution, which take place from 8 until 31st of August 2019. The National Monument or Monas as an icon of Jakarta also enlivens the anniversary of Indonesia's independence. Monas has held the Festival of Light from 15th until 25th of August 2019. This event also repeated the success of video mapping at the location during the 2018 Asian Games. Of course, it is hoped that the event can add to the glory of the 74th Indonesian Independence Day celebration. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today. I'm Putri Safedi Adela. Happy Independence Day for Indonesia.
Kau dengan bangga.
was a song titled Salamku Untuk Kekasihmu Yang Baru or Greetings to Your New Lover by Kahitna Fitrai. And you still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will present you Music Corner. We will inform you a keroncong song. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present a keroncong song. The title of the song is Pahlawan Merdeka. The song was composed by Panji Kamal, and it is one of the national compulsory songs. Like its title, the song tells about the struggle of national heroes who seized and defended the independence of Indonesia. They sacrificed their souls and bodies for the nation and state. The song contains of praise, gratitude, and high appreciation to the heroes. Listener, here is Khairizal Khaidir with his song titled Pahlawan Merdeka.
Terbencar tersebar di bumi Indonesia.
sesali itu. Seluruh jiwa telah ku serahkan, menggenggam janji setiaku. Ku mohon jangan jadikan semua ini.
Listener, thank you very much for joining our English program. Please give us your feedbacks and suggestions through our social media like Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, and also send your email to our email address voi@voinews.id. Thank you very much for listening and have a nice day.